So, up above deck, you find that you are once again in Baldur's Gate, in the city of Baldur's Gate. You are in the docks district. There are various dock workers walking around, and the mood.
Okay, this is weird.
Yeah, the mood on land.
I concur.
Appears jovial. It's fine. There are banners put up. There's like confetti in the air. It appears
is it like a festival?
It appears that there is some sort of festival, yes.
Epic.
It's Mardi Gras.
Is anyone looking at us?
Is there any beads?
No, no one's really paying attention to you.
Okay.
Take off my chainmail shirt just because.
Cool. Okay.
I want that to be noted.
For that. My character
isn't that
size.
Like under your robe? How do you take it off without taking off your robe?
Okay, I'll take off my robe. I'll take off the chainmail, and then I put the robe back on over. Wow.
I think someone Vincent probably takes this. Notice of that.
Vincent watches this happen
and
just takes another
and I
swig.
Mock.
You mock?
I mock him.
How do you mock?
I can't do it.
Okay.
How that do you was
like
no
Nelson from The Simpsons?
Yeah, no.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, close enough.
That's why I'm not on radio.
Uh-oh. We might be in trouble here, guys.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
All right. So, yeah, what do you want to do? The city, as it were...
I'm
really hungry.
I want to take a look around the bar.
Right. One person at a time.
One person at a time.
We have a disaster coming.
Okay.
Do you remember that, guys?
Yes,
like,
we do.
Like, 5 minutes ago?
We need to stop it.
We need to stop it.
Hey, well,
or at least mitigate the damage.
Well, hold on.
I think we should figure out what's going on. What's everyone setting up for?
Yes. Okay, well, wait. Hey, let's take a moment and breathe. Like, let's try to assume...
Dude, I'm getting seasick. I'm going to throw up.
We're on the
dock. Let's get on the dock.
Okay.
I'm still seasick.
Yeah, can we proceed to the dock?
Yep, you proceed down the gangplank to the dock. You can see now that your boat is called the SS Party.
Great.
Yeah!
Real original.
Yeah.
Okay, where is the disaster going to likely happen?
You don't know.
We don't know.
Well, that's what I'm asking them.
Us? Like... I mean,
yeah, I think there's going to be an attack. There's going to be some sort of gathering of people for this event, and someone's going to.
What if it's your dad?
My dad would do something kind of like that.
Your dad.
You
don't have a
dad. Oh, yeah, that's right.
You don't have a dad.
You're an orphan.
My father,
my
who I'm still searching for, I know he's
like
done
that.
Something bad, though. Yeah, no, it's your dad. Can we investigate again? Or, Joel, do you want to investigate?
How are you investigating? That's my question.
Let's ask someone.
I'm going to investigate what the festival's about.
Okay.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Let's all go with them.
Cool.
Should I just do a roll now for
just,
that?
Just give me a roll.
Give me a nice roll.
Oh, that's a two.
Six.
That's a six because of my plus four.
You start asking around like, hey, what's this festival about? And everyone kind of looks at you weird because... I don't know. You look kind of like a flasher.
Do I get any? Well, it's a festival. Like
you are. Nude.
Do I get any specific? I am shirtless. That's not nude. That's a difference.
A guard walks up to you and says,
"Sir, sir,
could
what,
you,
sir, sir?
Why are you
sir,
half naked?
Sir, I'm talking right now.
He slurs
what,
his voice.
What's going on around here?
There's a half naked madman
no,
yelling at
I'm
me.
I'm asking about the festival.
I slowly step back like I'm not with them.
I proceed to be embarrassed as well.
I step in. Listen, I'm sorry for my friend here. We just woke up, you know, the SS party. It was a crazy couple of days.
Yeah.
I'm sure you can understand. So just...
What's this festival?
Yeah, exactly.
This is the festival of Baldur's Gate. Baldur's Gate was founded on this day 20 years ago.
I don't know what that means.
I'm sorry.
What are we
did
celebrating?
You say 20 years ago?
Yes, 20 years ago.
2 decades.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You heard the man.
2-0.
Let's stop and celebrate.
What's the year?
The year is...
Yes.
Oh, goodness. 1409, somewhere around there.
Okay.
Cool.
What's on the schedule of festivities for today?
Well, Duke Adrian is scheduled to speak in the wide... Then there's going to be a merchants festival, sort of a bazaar going on. I don't know.
Should I put my shirt back on guard?
Yeah, please do.
Absolutely.
I'm going to put my shirt back
on. I'm getting very uncomfortable.
Yeah. Did you say the wide?
The Wide, yes. It's this big sort of merchant gathering place.
Mm. Cool. Could you point us in that direction? We're just unfamiliar.
Yeah, area. It's up in the upper city, man. Keep your shirt on.
What kind of products can we find there?
I'm taking my shirt off.
You'll find a lot of food, like funnel cakes, just all sorts of...
Funnel cakes.
Funnel cakes.
Is there any
I'd like to do an investigation check.
Okay. What of it?
I want
to... I'd like to see some identification.
Are you 21, sir?
I am.
I want to see if I notice anything suspicious about this card.
Yeah, roll insight. That would be. It'll be wisdom.
Wisdom. Okay, that's an 11 and a 0.
All right, you rolled an 11?
No, I don't have my dice on me.
Oh.
You pass them.
Dice the man.
Amateurs. 12.
12. Nothing suspicious sticks out to you about it. He appears to be a regular guard who's trying to break up a
kerfuffle.
So wait, what are the other events? Are those the only two events left?
Those are the only events slated for today, says the guard who you were speaking to.
What day of the week is this?
Okay, thank you, sir.
Today is Thursday.
It's a Thursday kind of day.
It is a Thursday kind of day. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really feels like a Thursday.
Have a great day. What was your name, guard, sir? Guard?
My name is Jeff.
Jeff?
Jeff.
My name's Jeffrey. My name's Jeff. Nice to meet you.
It's very nice to meet you too, Jeffrey. Keep your shirt on, man. The guard kind of walks off.
I'm taking my shirt off later.
Oh my god.
Takes it off as he's walking away.
Okay. Hey, so.
Okay, guys, I think we should head in the direction of the Wide. I'm really hungry. The funnel cakes sound great. And
merchants. We can talk to merchants.
Yes, of course.
Yeah. Okay. It's either going to, you say the king or the mayor?
The Duke.
Mm. Okay, so I can already imagine. Wait. What time did we come from?
You come from about 6 years in the future.
Okay. So does anyone
remember what might have happened?
I'm totally blank, man.
I'm blanking too.
I'm a hermit. I was in the hills.
I didn't go to school.
He's illiterate.
Ty. Oh, Ty is.
Yeah, I'm illiterate.
I've been in the forest.
Anyone,
came here for food.
If you have spent enough time in Baldur's Gate, you might have heard about this. Go ahead and roll history. Not you two, because you specifically have not been in Baldur's Gate.
Yeah, I don't have history.
Well, just roll it. It's a d20.
Okay. D20?
Roll it anyway, as they say.
One.
Oh my goodness.
All right, here, 1 second, I'll roll two.
A little burpee.
I got 19.
Okay.
Ooh, wow.
So
a wide range.
I'm going to in order to reflect the nat one, I'm going to tell you two pieces of information and one is correct.
Okay.
So this is just how I'm doing this apparently.
Okay.
So
yeah, it's fair.
One of you remembers that there was an attempted assassination of the Duke during his speech. And one of you remembers that here in the docks a boat was blown up. Commerce and trade were terribly damaged.
Okay, so it's one of those two things. So,
it's one of those two things.
But that's in two different areas.
So it's not at the bazaar.
How do we approach this?
So, all right. Should we split up?
No.
We're not Scooby-Doo, dude.
I get scared when I'm alone.
Listen, if it's at the docks, we can...
Can we start walking off?
No. Listen, if we're at the docks, we can come back. You know, everyone here is working. There's no one who wants to talk to us. I'm starving. We should go to the Wide and get a funnel cake and talk to some people.
Okay. Well, food is a great conversation piece.
Okay. Hey, we just remembered there was either an assassination or...
Well, if a boat's going to blow up, I don't want to be standing here on the dock when it does.
Well, we have to stop it.
Do you see the predicament now?
So,
all I know is that I'm hungry. I want to... a funnel cake. Not
they also sell. They also sell flan.
Oh, flan's gross though.
Hold up.
Wait.
Bringing this game to a stop.
Hey,
flan's great.
Have you ever seen that episode of Courage the Cowardly Dog where they eat flan nonstop?
No.
Okay. Yes. That's what traumatized me. Anyways, yeah, someone knows what I'm talking about.
Okay. Hey, but all right. Wait, listen. The thing we have to remember is that we're also in a memory of Babs.
So, like, yeah, how's the food going to taste in a memory?
If Babs didn't eat it, it might not taste like anything.
Oh. Let's hope Babs had some funnel cake.
All right, Walker, you're going to starve again. Rat boy.
Listen, I want to roll to convince these guys. Can I do that?
You want to go to waste our time with this?
Yeah, okay, go ahead and roll persuasion.
Okay. I have an explorer's pack. Do I have any food in there?
Yeah, you've probably got a couple of trail rations.
He wants funnel. Let's get him in funnel cake. Persuasion,
it'll be with your charisma.
I roll a d20.
Yep,
d20. What? Plus
two. Oh.
21. I got a 19.
Rathew gives a great speech about how great funnel cake is.
Listen, we've all just woken up on this boat. Ty has drank some quantity of alcohol on an empty stomach.
I had two sips, sir.
I had three shots.
You're not Ty.
I am Ty.
Well, goodness. I mean, this Vincent, is why.
Vincent has drank some quantity of alcohol on an empty stomach. Everyone's grumpy. You know, the day is young. We still have some time to figure this thing out. You know, no one here wants to talk to us. There's no leads, even if the boat blowing up is the predicament that's going to come to pass.
Well, now that you put it like that.
I want some funnel cake.
I do too.
Yeah.
I guess you're right.
Guys, come on.
All right.
I still
Who
say
can
my
turn down funnel cake?
I still say I Vincent, like.
We can. We don't even have to pay for it. Like, we can just steal it. We're in a dream. There's no consequences. Well, permanent consequences.
This is a test of our morals.
Yeah, this is a test of our morals. Good thing I'm chaotic neutral. Let's go steal some funnel cake.
Okay, I'm not saying that, like, I want to be here to help people. I'm saying I want the job.
Listen,
so
man,
help
I roll
me.
A 21. Yeah.
You got to go get funnel cake.
We got to get funnel cake.
After that, we can do whatever you want.
All right, we stop by and get funnel cake.
We walk up the hill.
All right, yeah, you start walking toward the wide. One of the things about Baldur's Gate that should be noted is that it's separated into two sort of districts. There's the lower district where the docks are, where a lot of people live. And then there's the upper district, which is very mercantile, very rich, for a lack of a better term. And there is the titular Baldur's Gate, which stands directly in the center between the upper and lower district. And here today, it appears that there's a bit of a backup at the gate. There are tons of people who are trying to get through to the upper city.
Okay, I take my shirt off, and I want to start screaming as loud as possible to get them to
I'm just gonna blend into the crowd somewhere.
I'm gonna use intimidation and try to make like a path in between all the people by just yelling as much as possible.
I like it. Go for it.
Okay.
DM,
what's up?
I'm just gonna blend into the crowd. I'm not with these people.
Go ahead and roll stealth as well, then.
All right, then. Where's the D20?
I didn't touch anything. 7. I rolled a 7. A natural 3.
10.
10? All right. So you do, I think, succeed in attracting attention to yourself and attracting attention away from Vincent.
Okay, great.
So, Vincent, you're able to kind of blend into the crowd and just move with them. But the crowd is not particularly...
What are you all looking at?
They're not.
My eyes are up here.
They're not intimidated by like a half elf twink. With no shirt, he's clearly drunk.
I'm not drunk, all right? I'm not even that drunk, okay? Oh, God. All right, just get out of my way.
They do not. They
is Jeffrey like really self conscious now?
No. I'm Jeffrey, bro.
No. Anyway, so, You're welcome. Crowd does not particularly part in any reasonable or important way. You guys, if you want to get through here, you're probably just going to have to wait it out.
Okay. How long
do we
wait?
The shirt stays off.
Yeah, all right. I'll accept it. Have fun getting sunburnt.
Dang it.
It is a nice day. It is a really nice day.
Wait. Hey,
it's a dream. I don't care.
Quick question about one of my spells. Find familiar can carry messages for me, right?
Yeah. What is your familiar, actually?
Can it be anything I want?
A small creature, usually.
I'm just going to say, like, a pigeon.
A pigeon. Excuse me.
We already have one rat.
Incognito.
Incognito. You've got a pigeon riding on your shoulder.
Sweet.
Yes, it can carry messages for you.
Okay, well, I'm going to go to the speech.
Okay. The speech isn't for a while yet, but after about an hour, you pass through the gate. It is very busy. It's essentially like a big event is going on.
Can I roll an investigation, like, see, just like check around?
Yeah, just poke around.
Five.
What did you get?
Five.
Is that a natural? Like, did you add anything, or is
no?
Okay.
You are finding trouble talking to people because essentially you are a stranger, and a stranger who looks an awful lot like a demon at that.
All okay. right, then I'm gonna cast disguise self.
All right.
In the middle of
the just in the middle of everyone.
I'm gonna go to an alley.
Now you look exactly like Jake Gyllenhaal.
Nice. Here,
can I investigate then?
Yeah, go for it.
Cool.
Use your human wiles.
I got two.
No, they just don't like you.
Nah, fair enough.
All right, I'm going to go to an alley. I'm going to cast Disguise Self.
Okay.
Should one of us be concerned about the boat if we're waiting in this line?
Who has the keys?
No, the boat explode. I don't care about the SS party.
But wait, we're like split up. I'm on, like, right?
Yeah, you've split up very lightly. I think you all mostly know where each other are in the crowd.
Is there
a
flan dealer around here?
Yeah.
No, but there is a guy who set up a weasel stand.
I'm gonna buy a weasel.
Come again?
Can I go buy a weasel?
Yeah, you can buy a weasel.
How much is a weasel?
My enslaved 5 silver? Rodent brothers?
How much money do we have?
I have 10 gold.
That's half a gold. 5 silver for a weasel.
Can I get 2 weasels?
Yeah.
I buy 2 weasels.
Congratulations, you are now the proud owner of 2 weasels.
All right.
The sound of the weasel.
That's the sound the weasel makes. Just laugh.
Can I?
Do you want one of my? Who wants the second weasel?
I'll take it.
Okay,
fine. I'll take it.
There you go, Ty. All right.
So Ty has 1 weasel now.
I have 1 weasel.
This
as
is
well.
Gonna. I am so confused right now.
Vincent,
buying weasels.
Okay, so you're in the alley doing whatever. Joel's shirtless. And
I have a weasel.
And he has a weasel
me.
Now.
No, I'm confused by people calling. The name Ty, and I keep looking over.
And Walker and I are just kind of just chilled in the crowd, I guess.
Yeah, you guys sort of pass through the gate eventually. There appears to be... yeah, all of you through time. You may have disguised yourself at some point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You are disguised, so the rest of you probably lost track of Vincent. He just kind of vanished into
fine.
An alleyway.
Do I see
he knows again. What we look like.
Do I see them anywhere?
Yeah, you can see them. They're a little ahead of you. All
right, I'm just going to tap each one on the shoulder like, hey, it's me.
A stranger is tapping you on
the
shoulder.
I get so scared.
I'm very terrified.
I'm so scared.
There's a half-demon tapping me.
Well, he's not a half-demon. He's just a random individual, it appears.
I can sense him.
I'm like, who are you? Why do you have the right to tap me? Do you see the sunburn right now? That hurts.
And the weasel scratches. The weasel scratches are scratching you ass off your sunburn.
Vincent. And like goes to open his mouth and like raise a point, but he just like closes it and walks away.
I still don't know who you are. Okay.
I just walk away.
Okay.
Some suspicious individual has walked up to you, tapped you on the shoulder, and then left.
And I was like, that's weird.
That's weird.
He's probably on something right now. Just forget about him.
It's the festival. It's the Baldur's Gate Festival.
Man, they just have really low security here.
But I let like Wrath you and Todd.
Okay. So we're all on the same page now. So we continue to just look around.
It's fine.
All right. Yeah, you make it to the wide. It's this big, open, wide space where right now a large stage has been set up for the speech, the Duke Adrian speech.
Cool.
What do you do?
He out right now?
He doesn't appear to be. No one's on the stage right now.
Okay. Is there anyone like off to the side?
I want to move to get to as close to the stage as possible. Mm. I'm little, so I'm going through the
wait. Can I convene
legs
you
of other
with
people.
Wrath you for a second?
Yeah, sure.
I think it would be wise if we were close to the stage, but we were a little spread out.
Okay.
I'd agree with that.
Also,
I do agree.
Vincent, I feel like you should somehow find a way to get your familiar to talk to the Duke and warn him about possible assassination attempt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't...
Also, should one of
I'm
us go
Duke,
back to
but
the docks?
I don't know if I would trust just a random familiar that
a random pigeon,
me.
No less.
A pigeon.
But can't
also,
it, can
I don't know where
message?
The Duke is, so...
Is there any way that we can figure out the Duke's appearance?
Yeah. So, I think if you have spent any time in Baldur's Gate, you know the Duke's appearance. He has as I mentioned, Baldur's Gate's full of statues. He has a statue that stands right here in the actual wide.
Okay.
Is he cute?
Oh, so he's full of himself, too.
It's like a seven.
Like a seven.
Seven.
So like a goatee. Like
not bad for...
Not bad Vincent for rolls his eyes.
Duke.
Yeah,
he is a seven. Duke. I just rolled a seven.
Oh, nice.
Well, doesn't that mean he's like...
He's an older person, yeah, I would say.
He's flawed, but he's
like
he does well
fox?
For his age.
Yeah, Silver Fox. Well,
Silver Fox. Yeah.
Salt and Pepper Fox.
Yeah. Let's do that.
Like, okay.
He's jacked.
He is jacked. He is an ex-adventurer.
He just has like a little bit of acne.
Is he missing a limb as well?
Oh, yeah, that's
no,
a good question.
No, he is not missing a limb.
What percent of people in the crowd right now are missing limbs?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Most of them have all their limbs.
Oh,
most
wait.
Oh, man, so, that's going to be tough to get through.
So now that we're here...
We should roll investigation checks to see if we can see Babs.
Now yes. that we're here at the scene of one of the two potential calamities...
Should we worry about the other one?
Just wait.
Okay.
Since I'm a paladin, I can kind of like sense evil. Mm. And I'd like to see... Do I feel anything?
Do I feel anything?
You can do an insight check.
Yeah, insight check.
You don't have to actually roll for it. It is an innate paladin power.
Ooh. That's so sick. Good for you, bro.
Nice.
Yeah, so in that restaurant over there... there appears to be a restaurant that's been kind of closed down for the festivities because it would get way too much business otherwise and just swamp itself.
Oh, God, I hate when we have too much business.
I hate too much business.
Oh, God, I hate money.
I hate the economy.
It's also possible
By the
that...
way, I found a flan guy. Came back with a drink, too. So.
Oh, nice.
Do you have another one?
Well, yeah. Wait, is that the only business closed?
No, it's not the only business closed, but this business in particular, you feel an evil emanating from within it.
Okay, so wait, Rath, you have to tell
you
us.
You should
first.
Tell us that.
Guys, I feel it.
Guys, I feel it.
Not to interrupt.
It's kicking in.
Y'all see that restaurant over there? It's giving me some serious bad vibes.
What kind
okay,
of bad
so
vibes?
I'm not talking like, you know, just nothing little. Like I'm getting some
like,
serious.
Give me 1 to 10. 10 being worst, worst feeling possible. Worst
like,
feelings.
Are you talking about someone who doesn't believe in astrology? Those kind
Hold
of
on.
Bad vibes.
Yeah. Hold on. 1 through 10. Hold on.
Ah.
And 11.
Oh.
Okay. So.
That's actually perfect.
All right. We so
That's
maybe
very
we should go
bad.
Investigate.
Okay.
Okay.
I think we should just. I'm gonna go start running over there.
He sprints over
there. I'm going to start sprinting over there.
There is a crowd in this area.
Okay, I'm going to make another intimidation check. I'll move.
Okay.
This
thing
is all rested at this point.
Oh, my God. So we had an 8.
That is an 8. Yeah, no, still not intimidating.
No.
Wait.
She's like, what are you doing? What do you want?
Okay, so where am I in the crowd?
You are, I think you didn't specify, but...
I
would
assume
want to be?
We're like towards the front.
Yeah, sorry.
Towards the front, but relatively close together.
Yeah, I forgot. Okay, did we split up yet, or are we still like kind of together?
Still kind of together.
I'm
scoping it out.
I want to roll an investigation check, see if I can find Babs.
Yeah, let's all do investigations.
Okay.
Are you kidding me?
He got 2, so I'm going to investigate.
Everyone can investigate.
I got a 15.
That's good.
13.
13.
How am I simultaneously the smartest and dumbest?
Yeah, see, so you like stay in the back.
That's also that's a 13.
Oh, man.
So then I have 18.
Wait, what are you? How are you adding
17.
That?
17.
What do I add?
Because you have this. You have the proficiency bonus.
Oh, so I rolled a 15.
Yeah,
I think Vincent
to.
Quietly
okay.
Muttered to himself, am I desperate for money?
Hmm.
That's a moral question, but we have a responsibility right now.
He has a quarter-life crisis in the middle of this very important situation.
Okay, wait. I got a plan, and I'm proficient in stealth, so I want to go check out the restaurant first is to try to case it.
Okay, yeah,
cool.
Go for it.
I got to finish my flan.
Nice. 11, so and a proficiency bonus, that's 13.
13? Plus whatever your dex is as well. But
Dex. 1.
All right, so yeah. 15. Yeah, you sneak up on the restaurant. You peek through the windows. It does look like there are some people inside, but they kind of take notice of you looking because they just rolled real well on perception.
Mm.
So they notice you looking in, but also right now you are disguised. So
all right, so I'm gonna go off to the side, and I'm going to, like, try to disappear into the crowd.
Okay. Yeah, you do that. They don't, like, follow you. You're just a person who was looking into a window.
Curious. Yeah. An urban explorer.
Wait. Also, like, can I describe, like, how I do an action?
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right. And so I meet up with the rest of the group. It was like, okay, yep, Ratsy was right. There
Anyone
are people
in there?
In there. Yep.
They looked
thuggish. Did they see you?
They saw me in this. So.
Who are you, by the way?
He's just a rando right now because he did disguise.
Oh, man, dude, no, you're a rando and you try to join our party. No.
Take you out of this memory spot?
How many people were inside the restaurant?
I didn't get a good look.
You did, actually. You got a good enough look. About four people, all armed.
Oh, I think we can take them.
Did I see, like, armed with what?
Swords.
Swords are boring.
I'm gonna get the drop on them.
They do cut off
arms. I say we chuck in Rat Boy first and see what happens.
I have a plan, guys. Rat the door. Does the door open in or out?
The door opens in.
I have a question.
If I was standing, I would open the door and it would go into the restaurant.
I have an idea.
Okay, wait.
Yes.
I'm going to throw you through the window.
No, wait. Listen. Let me throw you through the window.
Okay, wait.
There's a skylight on the roof. I'm going to roll for... Da-na-na!
Where's my stealth? Your stealth should be dexterity.
Okay, wait. Hey, DM, I notice 12? Anything else about the room before I, like, scurried off?
Yeah.
It's a pretty standard restaurant. Tables, chairs. What were they doing? They were plotting, sitting.
I scamper up onto the roof.
Okay.
I open the skylight. There's a little creak, but I'm so little they don't notice me.
Vincent is just banging his head against his own fist. They do not notice
me. You guys are waiting around the door.
Okay.
I give you guys the symbol.
We're getting like a split screen right now of everyone getting into position.
Okay. I give you guys the symbol. Who's the strongest?
Oh, I have 16 strength and I have athletics.
Roll
I
for strength. You're
going to
kick
door.
The door open.